USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaking in Cincinnati, Ohio, a state he wins by 8 points back in 2016.
Today I have a simple proposal for Democrat leaders to support legislation to end illegal migration, and we will use the vast savings to rebuild our inner cities. That's the way we should be doing it. That's what we should be doing.
A packed house at the Patriotic Rally at the U.S. Bank Arena. Our other top story this hour, former FBI Director James Comey off the hook for now. The Department of Justice saying it will not prosecute him for leaking classified information about the president, which makes its way onto the pages of the New York Times. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To Capitol Hill, where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi signing the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2019, she tells reporters,
"But I think that we've set a blueprint for success to avoid a continuing resolution, to avoid a shutdown of government."
Now, the measure passing in the Senate with 67 votes, the bill will fund the federal government for 2 years, so beyond the 2020 election. The bill now heads to the president, who is expected to sign it. To USA Consumer News now, Chick-fil-A named America's favorite fast food restaurant, dethroning In-N-Out Burger. The report by MarketForce, published by Food & Wine, polled more than 7,000 consumers, coming in second place for chicken, Raising Cane's, followed by Zaxby's. But as far as hamburgers go, In-N-Out Burger remains number one in that category. Coming in last on the fast food burger list, McDonald's. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Taking a look now at your money, on Wall Street, a down session, the Dow losing almost 281 points to close at 26,583, the NASDAQ down 64 points, the S&P 500 down almost 27 points. The market down after President Trump announcing he's imposing more tariffs on Chinese goods. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Speaking outside the White House on Thursday, President Trump has a message for China.
"When my people came home, they said, 'We're talking. We have another meeting in early September.' I said, 'That's fine. But in the meantime, until such time as there's a deal, we'll be taxing them.'"
The president says that tariffs on $300 billion worth of Chinese goods will begin September 1st. I'm Tim Berg.
We are learning more now about the woman accused of hacking Capital One Bank. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
The 33-year-old former Amazon software engineer goes by the online handle Erratic, and friends and fellow hackers say the name fits Paige Thompson, who reports say is estranged from her family and grapples with drug and emotional problems. An Associated Press report claims some say the Seattle woman is known for oversharing in online chat groups, and that she even discussed the Capital One hack weeks before her Monday arrest in connection with it. She's now being held with an August 15th detention hearing scheduled.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.